Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo. This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin and joined this week by Angie Kendrick.
Hello. You well?
I'm very well. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
As it's the two of us, we thought we'd take it in turns, doing a few cut stories that have caught our eye this week. So firstly, the famous 1980s Aim Rush milk advert has been remade with the same stars from the original. Do you remember the advert?
I didn't see it at the time, but I've seen it on YouTube, so I'm aware of it. It's more of a,
I'll play it for the listeners who haven't heard it. So this is the original.
Milk! Ugh! 20 Aim Rush drinks! Aim Rush! Yeah, and he said if I didn't drink lots of milk, when I grow up, I'd be good enough to play for Accrington Stanley. Accrington Stanley!
Yeah, so it's been remade for Black Cow Vodka, and it's exactly the same.
Right.
It's exactly the same advert, but it's done growing up. So I'll play it now anyway.
Milk. Swanee and Rush drinks. Are you Rush? Yeah. And he said if I didn't drink lots of milk, when I grow up, I'll only be good enough to play for Accrington Stanley.
Accrington Stanley. Who are they?
Exactly. Now get off.
Instead of drinking milk, he's drinking vodka in the advert.
Quite a good idea, to be fair.
Yeah.
Good work from the marketing agency for that brand.
Yeah.
And now we're advertising on that.
Do we have to say other vodkas are available? I don't think we're big enough. We have to say that. Right. What's your story?
There's been quite a bit about Mourinho this week. There's two parts to it, I suppose. Arsene Wenger's press conference today, I was watching that, and he got asked what he thought of Mourinho's book, and he said he's not going to buy it. But I've got a quote from the book here, talking about Arsene Wenger. Jose Mourinho said, I will find him, referring to Arsene Wenger, outside of football and break his face. And in the past, he's called a specialist in failure. And they've had a row. But they've had their rows, so I guess Mourinho's lost a customer. Someone who's a bit friendlier with, Claudio Ranieri, the Leicester manager, he says they're friends now and they're going to have a drink after the United-Leicester match. So, he's not cut off all his ties with his comments.
Alright, my one, I've got, there's more FIFA 17 uproar on social media as the conquerors of England, Iceland, will not feature in the game.
It's a bit disappointing, really.
Yeah, I think they're in the top 20 in the world now, world rankings, I think. I think I've read that something.
Well,
in the top 30.
It's a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so the Icelandic FA said the EA only offered them £11,000 to be included in the game. So.
I don't know what the going rate is, though, but I don't know what they pay, say, England or France or whatever for the rights to them. I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, he said the performance at the Euro shows that we are a quite good team and many would be like to play us. It's sad for the players, but the criticism should be on EA, not us.
So I've seen this week, it's just paper talk, it's not confirmed or anything, but my favourite manager, Louis van Gaal, looks like he's making a return to management with German side Werder Bremen,
so perhaps
he can turn around their fortunes.
Yeah, I don't follow German football that well, so where are they in the league at the moment?
Well, I know they were once one of the top sides in the German league.
Yeah, they were in the Champions League quite recently.
Yeah, they were, but they've really had a big fall from grace over the last couple of years. They've lost their top players.
De Bruyne.
Yeah.
They had a really good front three, didn't they, at some time? Am I thinking of the right German side?
Sorry?
Then they have a really good front three at one point. They had De Bruyne and...
They did, yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, we were in the, like you say, they were in the Champions League. They were a pretty serious side.
Right, and finally, last week, FIFA president, I'm going to botch this, Gina Infantino, announced that they're ditching the Ballon d'Or. They're ditching the Ballon d'Or and returning to the FIFA World Player of the Year. So as yesterday, the Ballon d'Or announced that they're going to carry on with their own award. But from 2017, only journalists will cast votes, not national managers or captains.
I think it's a better way to do it myself. I think that, because at the moment, like, you read who's voting who, and it's all basically picking their favourites, like, you know, like the whole Real Madrid team will pick Ronaldo, the whole, you know, of the Barcelona team are going to pick Messi, and it's, it's a popularity contest like that. I think with journalists, you're obviously still going to, you know, be picking favourites a bit, but I think it's a better way to do it. It's quite interesting. I was reading about how it had changed previous years as well, had they used this system.
Yeah, we read the same article. So I read an article in Gimme Sports.
Yeah, I've read.
So it claims that if only journalists voted in 2010, then Wesley Snyder would have won instead of Messi.
I remember that year, though. I remember thinking, because I remember it was the year that Real Madrid, they sold Schneider and Robben, and they were the two best players in Europe that year.
Yeah.
And I remember Schneider having a really good tournament as well, summer tournament.
Yeah, Schneiderlin went on to win the treble with Inter and then led the Netherlands to the World Cup final.
And yet didn't deserve.
Yeah. And in 2013, Ribery would have won instead of Ronaldo. So it was the year that Munich won the treble. So he's a key part in that.
It's an interesting one, though. How much of a cut above everyone else do you think Ronaldo and Messi are? Do you think they deserve all the accolades, or do you think, you know, other players like Bale, like Schneider, like, you know, Neymar deserve a bit more, you know, respect?
I think the likes of De Bruyne and Bale are getting very close to where they are, to them too. Ronaldo's not getting any younger. I think was he 31, 32 now? So I'm sure in the next couple of years, then De Bruyne and Bale and the like, and Neymar will start taking over them.
Yeah, well, it's like Guardiola said. He said about players he's coached. He said Messi's on a table on his own, but the table next to him, De Bruyne's there. Basically saying he's the second best player he's ever worked with.
Yeah, I read that one. Yeah.
I think, well, basically, based on his form this season, it's hard to argue. He's been absolutely brilliant for City. He was very good before he signed for City. He was decent last year, but didn't look the top player. But this year, he's been absolutely incredible, and he's the main man in what looks like a very good Manchester City side.
Yeah, he's filled out. De Bruyne has filled out. And remember when he was at Chelsea, the skinny kid. Now he looks like a man.
Yeah. I hope Mourinho is not too upset about letting him go.
I'm sure he's absolutely gutted.
He went on loan, didn't he, to the German league, and they made the deal permanent before he came back to City.
I think he made 8 appearances for Chelsea. They weren't all starts, but he only made 8 appearances for Chelsea.
Well,
it's either that he wasn't patient enough to see that being at Chelsea was good for his career, or it shows that Mourinho isn't very good with young players. Which is kind of proved from him selling nearly the whole youth team at United this summer. So,
I guess this is a good song to go forward to the performance of the week then. I'll name the nominees as De Bruyne as the first nominee. He played for his performance against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
We have Pickford, Sunderland keeper, for his performance against Spurs. Slimani for scoring twice against Burnley. And Nasser Chadli, who scored twice against West Ham. For you, what was your winner have been?
I picked De Bruyne. I went with De Bruyne, and I also picked Chadli. But yeah, I probably would have went for Chadli this week, because De Bruyne has won it a couple of times, and I thought Chadli was a beast against West Ham. I also went for Townsend, so I thought he was really good this week.
Yeah, Townsend deserves a mention. I thought Pickford, he was absolutely incredible against Spurs, and he nearly got them a point. I thought he made so many saves. It was, you know, I think one of the best goalkeeping performances I've seen for a while, and maybe he'll get a chance for the England side.
Yeah, he was my pick to go as third choice keeper to the Euros.
Yeah, I remember that actually.
Yeah, I would have stuck him instead of Heaton, even though Heaton had a really good season last season. I thought third choice keeper.
Yeah.
And how? Well,
with Joe Hart's form, you never know. It could be something. It could be a vacancy for a first choice keeper. I mean, we've got Ben Foster, we've got Fraser Forster, we've got Jack Button. I don't really know if he's done a lot this season. He's not really. No, he's not been. Really heard
I think he's due back soon.
Yeah.
No, Shea Given's been in goal all season.
Well, anyway. Going back to our performance of the week, the winner this week for the second week in a row is Kevin De Bruyne, who got 41% of the vote. The other three all got, 18, 19 and 22%, so it was very close for the other three, but De Bruyne are the clear winner there, so
well done
to him.
Congratulations. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. All right, so no on the pitch this week, obviously, because there's only two of us, so we'll move on. So there's been a few players that have been in trouble this week. Should we start with Joey Barton?
Yeah, so,
let's. Yeah, so Joey Barton has been suspended for 3 weeks following a meeting with the club's manager, Mark Wolverton, on Monday. This was following a heated argument he had with teammate Andy Halliday in the wake of Rangers' 5-1 defeat. Didn't we know this was going to happen as soon as they signed Barton?
He had an argument with Andy Halliday, didn't he? The other player about what happened. But what I did notice is that it was pointed out in the week, the midweek game, the Scottish League Cup game this week, Andy Halliday was made captain of the side when he's not normally the captain. So whether it's the manager trying to make a point or something,
I think it could.
He supports the other player.
Yeah, I think it kind of proves that he wasn't the Warburton signing. I think he was brought in by the board. They might have been looking for the first excuse to get rid of him.
I think if Joey Barton wants to play for Rangers, I guess from a club point of view, because it's not only, he is a very good player at that sort of level, I think. But with the publicity and that he brings, I guess in this case it's bad, but, it gets people talking at the end of the day. I don't want to sound harsh, but I don't think Rangers, what other central midfielders could Rangers have signed at that level?
Yeah, and he's only on £20,000 a week, though.
I think it does make the point, though, that I think you're right. I think there is potential for it to have been the chairman or the board who've brought him in rather than the manager, and that's a whole other argument, isn't it? How much authority and control should the manager have over his playing squad, and how much should there be interference? But that's another argument, I suppose.
All right, so he's also under investigation for allegedly breaking football betting rules.
Stupid if he's done that.
Yeah, they have a strict no betting policy on football games, and if found guilty, he could be banned. He could face a ban. Betted that Celtic will get heavily beaten by Barcelona when they lost 7-0.
You'd think he'd have the sense to know not to bet on it. I think it's just trying to do a bit of a... Like, with this other story coming in, I think it's maybe just a bit more, kicking him while he's down sort of thing.
All right, okay.
I don't think there's any... I could be wrong. I don't think there's any substance to it myself. I think it's a bit of shit stirring, to be honest. I could be wrong. We might see the news in a couple of weeks and find he's guilty. But yeah, he's very stupid if he has done it, because I'm sure all the players are aware, they're told by the clubs and all that, you can't bet on football, that's the rules. I do follow him on Twitter, and he does put out a few sort of, I don't want to say tips, but like a bit of betting advice, half joke,
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. He might be tweeted out that he thinks Celtic are going to get battered tonight, and then somebody's talked that as a...
Maybe. He said he can't wait to be back, though, on Twitter. He's saying how much he's looking forward to coming back, but, I guess, I don't know, will he ever play for Rangers again?
Do you think he's regretting leaving Burnley? Because he didn't hear a peep out of him last season. He behaved all season. Maybe he needs somebody like Sean Dyche to keep him in line.
I think it would have been a mistake for him to go to the Premier League, personally. I, Two reasons. Firstly, I don't think he's good enough for Premier League level. I think championship level, he's a very, very good player, and he's what he'd be, you know, he'd do great at, you know, at Derby, dare I say, or a number of championship sides. But I don't think he's good enough for the Premier League, and I also think mentally it would be bad for him because he's got all the, you know, the publicity is a lot more in the Premier League than it is a championship or Scottish football, really.
Yeah.
You know, people seeing him week in, week out, and I personally think he should. Well, if he does end up leaving Rangers, then I think he'd do well at another champ.
I think he'd get snapped up because he's only on $20,000 a week at Rangers. So.
I think any top championship side, any championship side would love to have him there. I reckon. In terms of a player, whether they want him, is, you know, all the other stuff, whether they want that, you know, I guess that's up to the board, I suppose.
Right, so Paul Gascoigne has pleaded guilty to a racially aggravated abuse after a joke he told at one of his evening with Gazza. So, apparently he told security guard, who was black, to, "Can you smile, please, because I can't see you." So, at Dudley Magistrates Court, the ex-player admitted using threatening or abusive or behaviour, and he's been fined £1,000 and ordered to pay £1,000 in compensation. It's sad, isn't it? You're such a great player.
There's two things to that. I think one is, I guess with his age, it's a very different, a very different time, I suppose. Racism, I don't want to say it's acceptable, but it was more normal in his sort of era compared to, say, you know, now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he obviously can't be saying that on a speaking event. But I don't know. It's not, how do I put it? It's not horrific. It's not right what he said, but it's not like he said something horrific
I've heard worse things said. Yeah. I'm sure he said it in a bantery way.
It doesn't sound like something he's trying to, you know, it's not racist as in he's showing hatred or any racial hatred or anything like that. It's just a sort of stupid comment you can't say.
So from the article, I get the impression that the security guard was more embarrassed than he was offended. And the last one was something you suggested. It was Samuel Eto'o has been dropped indefinitely by his club. I'm going to butcher the name again. And Ant Ali Spor. So that was for comments he made.
Ant Ali Spor.
Yeah. It's
for
comments made on his Instagram account. He said, "Remember, perhaps some people do not feel respect for me because I'm black." So even though Eto'o didn't directly say anybody in the statements, the Turkish press interpreted it that it was aimed at the club's chairman, who earlier criticised Eto'o for his poor performances this season.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? I guess you've read a bit, but it's hard to know fully what's going on. It seems like the chairman and Eto'o don't like each other, and whether it's I don't want to really be too controversial, but whether it's just him bringing up like a bit of a race card, or whether there is some, well, I guess whether in, you know, over in Eastern Europe, there is a lot of racism in football. I mean, we've seen documentaries. We must have seen some of the, you know, the images and stuff. I mean, look at Russia as well. Look at, you know, players like Roberto Carlos and who suffered a lot of racism.
It's a
difficult one to comment on, to be honest.
As a start on this week, we've teamed up with FanDuel, which is a single day fantasy football league. So if you're interested, you go to fanduel.co.uk.
Uh-huh.
And if you use our promo code V2Football, if you don't win any cash, then they'll refund your entry fee, which you can use to play again the following week. So basically, you have £100 million budget, and you have to make a team, and it plays for that only for that weekend. So we've both entered the £6,000 fan favourite league. So we've entered our £5. If you win the league, you get £750, and the top 400 managers get paid. And this weekend, it covers the whole weekend. So we're going to do V2 Football versus the 72 Show. So the V2 Football's team this week is Heaton, I've picked Dan, but I'm going to have to replace Dan. I've got Van Dijk, Stones, De Bruyne, Mane, Sterling, Zaha, Lukaku. I might have to replace him as well. He's doubtful. Rondon and Austin.
So. It's a decent team there. That's yeah. Austin's a good shout actually. He scored a few goals recently. I have Shane Long as my striker in fantasy football, but he's not been doing it for me. But I think Austin's a really good could score a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the 72 show team?
Yep.
So we've got Hugo Lloris in goal. We've got a defence of Kyle Walker, Lamina Kone, Johnny Evans, Antonio Valencia. Midfield is Andros Townsend, Sadio Mane, Nathan Redmond, Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
In attack, we've got Sergio Aguero, who I could not have in the team after his suspension. He's so expensive.
I did have him in my team, but then I went to press play and he goes, "You've only got 10 players." I was like, oh. So I had to take him out and put Austin in.
I wanted De Bruyne as well, but I could only have one or the other, really. Decided Aguero. And Troy Deeney, finally, the Watford striker. So, yeah, that's my attempt. But yeah.
I think it could be quite close between us. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that I get that £750, to be honest.
So imagine if we got nominated and we had £750.
I guess that would be used on the blogging awards, the awards night, wouldn't it?
Well, we wouldn't all have to sleep at yours. We could all go get a separate hotel room.
Yeah, a lot of drink we could buy for £750 as well.
We could order a Shane Just Drink Spirits all night. Feel like you want to have a heart attack when you wake up. So there's a link in the description if you want to nominate us. I think there's only 3 days left of nominations. So I think they close on Monday. So if you listen to this after Monday.
Yeah, please do nominate us. We'd love to go again. We had a fantastic time last year. Me, Nick, Chris and Shane.
Yeah.
And I really do hope we go. I really hope we get nominated. So, yeah, thank you if you have nominated us as well. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. All right, so I'll just say, so our promo code is V2Football. The website is fanduel.co.uk. Available in the UK only, for over 18s only. And please play responsible.
Yeah, so all the kids listening, you can't play, I'm sorry.
Who do you think is going to be the first manager to be sacked this season? So you've got the odds in front of you, haven't you?
I have. Well, the thing is, it's not necessarily because he's performing badly, but Guedelin, the Swansea manager, is the favourite. He's odds on favourite now to be sacked. I know he wasn't before when we checked yesterday, but now he's odds on.
Lots of stuff about Giggs taking over, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's all that talk. So whether I think Ryan Giggs needs to get into management. So I guess there's all that talk. So I don't think he's been particularly bad for Swansea. He kept them up last season. He did his job, and I think they've done okay this season. They've not done great, but they've done all right. Bit surprised to see him as favourite.
Third favourite is Tony Pulis, which I think he'd walk before he was sacked.
I couldn't see Pulis getting sacked.
All right, so what do you think of Stoke's start of the season?
It's been pretty terrible so far, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's
so they've scored 3 goals, conceded 14, and this year, as in the whole year, they've conceded more than 3 times, 9 times, which for Stoke is terrible.
I think, there was that incident, the penalty incident, which was extremely harsh, and since then, they pointed out on Match of the Day last week, but their marking from set pieces, they've not touched players at all. They're not being very physical when it comes to defending set pieces, and that's really costing them because they're being told to, not touch players at all, not risk giving away a penalty, or whether the players are scared of giving away a penalty. I'm not sure which way it is, but, they're being very cautious. They've not been great this season, Stoke, defensively, and I think they'll get out of trouble, but I don't know. They've not had a great start, have they?
No. Another team haven't had a great start, so they've also conceded a lot of goals, West Ham. Do you think it's just they haven't settled into their new stadium yet?
I think that's part of it, but I mean, I think, well, you know, like Payet's been off form since the Euros. I think it's...
Is Payet not... Did I read that Payet hasn't scored since March? How was it?
No, well, he scored in the League Cup this week. He scored that free kick against Accrington the last week. It might be in the Premier League. He's not scored for a while, now I think about it. But he's not had a great start. And, you know, defensively, they don't look great, really. They've got Ogbonna, they've got Winston Reid, they've got James Collins. Aaron Cresswell's been out this season. He was their first choice left back last year. He had a good season, and that Masuaku's come in. I guess he's struggling to adapt a bit. You know, they've conceded four in two consecutive weeks, and, you know, not against great sides. It's against Watford and West Brom, you know. You can't concede eight goals in 2 weeks against those two teams. It's a terrible start. Maybe the stadium's played a factor, I don't know.
Yeah, they have got a huge injury crisis still. I think Collins is starting to show his age at the back. I think he's late 30s.
Yeah, James Collins is passing it for me.
Who's the guy they bought from Juventus last season?
Ogbonna.
Yeah, he's not settled into the Premier League at all, I don't think.
No, he hasn't. I had him in my fantasy team. I thought he'd have a decent year this year. To be honest, I thought West Ham, you know, in previous podcasts I was saying West Ham would be way up there. I thought they'd be, you know, like the Leicester of this season. I didn't think they'd win the league, but I thought they'd be up there, you know, fighting for top four, like being the surprise. And, well, they have been the surprise this season, just the other way.
So there's another one who's on the list is David Moyes, but I think he's only such long odds because he's new in the job, and he's not going to be sacked till at least Christmas if he's...
Yeah, I think he's picked up a difficult job in Sunderland, a very difficult job. He's trying to put his own sort of stamp on the team. I mean, he's brought in Januzaj and sort of made him the star man. It was... You know, he obviously got sent off in the last game. The thing with Sunderland, which really thought was strange, is that Wayne Casery was absolutely brilliant second half of the last season when he came in.
Yeah,
he's not featured at all. And they pointed out on Match of the Day, Jermaine Defoe made four touches in the opposition half in their last game against Spurs. Two of them were kickoffs. I think Sunderland, you know, they could well go down this year.
No, I think the fans know that Moyes has got a really difficult job, and they will give him time.
Yeah, I saw the Chelsea manager Conte is under pressure. Apparently,
is he?
Apparently so. Bit of a joke, really, seeing as he's lost one game. So because of that, apparently he's now under pressure. And yeah, he's come out, he's had to defend himself today. I was watching his press conference as well, and he's had to come out and defend himself, you know, saying it takes time to build a team and that, which it obviously does. And yeah, I think it's a bit ridiculous. It shows just how crazy the media is, really.
Well, if you think of how terrible he played most of last season, then he hasn't added too much to it. And Ivanovic doesn't look like half the player he used to be, and Matic hasn't. He seems to have fell apart.
That Marcos Alonso they've brought into fullback, and I presume that Ivanovic won't be getting as much playing time as the season progresses. I presume Alonso and Azpilicueta will be the fullbacks.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I think Kante is a very shrewd signing as well that they've made. I think he's his legs in midfield. He'll run around the pitch, and yeah, I think he's a great signing.
Yeah.
I think they've bought quite well, actually, now I think about it. They've not brought in any top class players, but they've brought in decent players, and they have they've definitely improved the squad and refreshed it a bit from last year. Even though, you know, you look at their first 11 on paper, especially at the moment, and it's not that different to what it was, apart from Kante, the obvious one. But it'd be interesting as well, as an aside, if Fabregas gets in the team, because he was man of the match in the League Cup against Leicester this week, and he's not started a Premier League game this season, so whether he comes in at the weekend.
Right, so who do you think is going to be the first to go?
I think it would be very harsh to sack Mark Hughes or Slaven Bilic, because of their efforts in previous years. I think Mark Hughes, you know, Stoke have been a regular top 10 side, and he's took them on, he's done well. I think Slaven Bilic had a very good year last year at West Ham. I think Pulis will go first because of the uncertainty of West Brom.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, I think it'll be more of a case of him walking, as we mentioned before, rather than him getting sacked.
Yeah, there's...
What about you? What's your opinion?
If we would have recorded yesterday, I wouldn't have said Gwiedlin, but all this talk of gigs coming in, I think it might turn the chairman's head. They might.
Yeah. Well, he was quick to sack Gary Monk, wasn't he
was,
last year? He had a decent reputation and just was in a bad run of form.
Yeah, I'm just reading an article now, and they're saying that Tim Sherwood and Steve Bruce have been touted for the West Brom job, if Pulis goes.
Tim Sherwood back in the Premier League.
he's good when he comes in halfway through the season. Get some rowdy for off season.
I don't think he'll get a chance in the Premier League again. I think he'll get another Championship side, and you know he'll have to prove himself there, get a side promoted to the Championship. That's the next way he's coaching the Premier League. I think he's had two chances. He's at Spurs and at Villa, and yeah, I don't think he deserves another chance. I certainly wouldn't hire him if it was my club.
Right, so you're going to go for Tony Pulis, and I'll go with Gwiedlin. So
okay. So how much money should I put on Pulis then? 6-1 odds.
6-1. So if you win the £750, throw it all on. Put the lot on.
That's what.
That'll give you £4,500.
That'd be very nice. You can even stay in hotel football then.
Yeah. So we wouldn't have to walk very far from old Trafford.
Yeah.
Something that's just popped up on my phone. Andrej Gray's been given a 4-match ban.
It just
flashed up on my phone.
Yeah, it's for them tweets he sent out, them homophobic tweets he sent out like years ago.
4 years ago.
We had a discussion. Yeah, me and Hero had a debate about it on a previous episode when this story first came up. But it's a difficult one because to use Hero's response, at what point, you know, how far do you go back? I mean, do you go back to the playground when people said, you know, name calling on the playground? I mean, it's not, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, it's obviously, players have got to be very careful these days what they say on social media and that. And I think to punish him for what he did 4 years ago, I think like an apology or something would have sufficed. I think the four game ban.
He was very, very apologetic.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's seriously homophobe or anything like that. I think it's it's similar to what we were saying earlier in the show about Gaza. I think it's just a stupid tweet, and you know, it shouldn't be as big a thing as it is. But then, you know, but then on the other side of the coin, the FA perhaps have a responsibility to encourage, you know, diversity. You know, whether that's, you know, through ethnic minorities, whether it's LGBT, whatever it is, the FA do have a responsibility to promote that sort of thing. So yeah, it's harsh. I don't think he should be punished on balance.
He's also been fined £25,000.
Yeah. A week's wages or something.
Yeah. Alright, so check out our website, v2football.com, and check out some other shows. Anything coming up on the 72 show?
Yeah, the 72 show, we're recording the next episode. The next episode will be out Monday night. We'll have a belated Knicks League Cup review. I'm looking forward to hearing that. we'll have more episodes of the 72 show.
Yeah, and Ash and Al podcast will be back this week. Al wasn't very well last week, so why didn't he record one?
We should have had an Ash podcast.
Just Ash by himself. Oh, we should have got him on tonight.
Yeah, we should have done.
Right, so on episode 7 of the V2 Academy, me and Peter spoke to Omar Reza. He talked about his time in the Arsenal Academy and his current role at Leighton Orient. It was a really interesting chat.
It was. I listened to it. Really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the whole series of the Academy, to be honest. It's a really good, well put together series, I have to say. You and Peter really get on well. I think you've got good chemistry between you as well.
Yeah, because as we've only done 7 episodes, we've only spoken to each other 7 times.
So he's a very knowledgeable guy, Pete. He knows a lot about coaching and the game and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. So on the last episode 6, I just listened to him and Sol, Isaac and Hirsch just talk for 40 minutes. I didn't say a word because I was just like... just so interesting listening to them speak.
Chelsea coach, I think, is the best one I've listened to. What was it? Sol Isaacson something.
Sol Isaacson Hirsch, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I think that if you only listen to one episode of the Academy, that's the one I would recommend listening to.
It was really interesting talking about isolated training versus team-based practices. So what ages do you go from more in individual training to bringing in tactics? It's so interesting.
Has it changed any of your views or made you think any differently or anything? Is there any particular, I don't know, part of coaching, you know, academy that's made you think or anything?
I said the whole idea was that for some reason, we started interviewing lots of coaches last season, and it was really enjoyed speaking to them. It's so different speaking to a coach than it is to interview a player. When you go into a coach, you do it dead quick how they got into coaching, and then it's what's their coaching philosophy, and they're all different, even though they probably went through the whole exactly the same training at the FA, and did the same badges. It's so interesting speaking to them. But follow us on VC Football. And like us on Facebook. I've started putting stuff back up on YouTube after a couple of months of not putting anything up. I've started putting our interviews up. So,
I know I've written a few blogs on the V2, VTFootball.com you can check out as well. I've written a few blogs over the last few weeks.
Yeah. So good night.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Good night.